It's 7:21 here on AM 1160 The Quest. I am Allison DeLuhl, and I am so excited to have here Jessie Fearon. She is a fellow parishioner at St. Michael the Archangel Parish. She is crazy about personal finance, and after failing with money in her early adult life, she set out to conquer her money and stop letting it control her. Her goal is to use the natural gifts that God has given her to coach others to do the same. She shares her family's real life on a budget to encourage others to realize their dreams and experience financial freedom. Jessie, welcome to The Quest.
Well, thank you.
I am so happy to have you here because, hello, in life, things are very challenging and they have been for the last so many years. So I am thrilled to have you here. Jessie, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how the Lord led you to your mission of guiding others in budgeting?
Absolutely. So my husband and I, we found ourselves starting the year 2012 pregnant and ending it pregnant. Was not in our plan, but that was in God's plan. And so I was a stay-at-home mom, and I began to realize that very quickly I was not going to be able to continue to stay as a stay-at-home mom with two children under the age of two. And so in going through that and figuring it out, I realized that, you know, again, I wasn't going to be able to stay home, but I also realized that if I went back to the workforce, over half of my paycheck was going to go to daycare for two children under two. And that was not something that me and my husband wanted. That wasn't the lifestyle we wanted. And so we had to go through this very tough learning curve because, like most married couples, we did not have a single conversation about money. Mm-hmm. Like, we had plenty of fights about money, but no actual real conversation about money before then. And so we began on this journey of learning how to manage our money together as a unit. And that led us to paying off over $55,000 of consumer debt and eventually paying off our house. And what is so amazing is that has allowed me to continue to stay home. Now I homeschool our children. And, you know, through being able to do this, God led me to starting my blog where I started sharing what we were doing and the things that we were learning. Because, like most people, I didn't, you know, learn how to do this at school. I mean, I am a former accountant, but they taught me how to manage other people's money, like the business's money. They didn't teach me how to manage my own money. Yeah. And so I had no idea what I was doing. And so I was sharing that online. And eventually it led to a book deal. And I got to write my book, Getting Good With Money, and just share the message that, you know, money management doesn't have to be difficult, and that anybody and everybody can get in control over their money. It doesn't have to be this weight that we carry around with us. And so just, you know, through that, I've been able to reach so many people, and I'm so grateful because just being able to see people have that weight taken off of them is amazing.
Some questions I have here for you. So, you know, many families are struggling right now financially with the cost of so many basic needs going up. How can families who are already struggling get a hold of their money?
Yes. So I know, like most people, you probably have felt the pinch at the grocery store.
Yes, I have.
It's been a little tough, right? So there's really, honestly, there's three basic rules that I have learned when it comes to closing that gap between our income and our expenses. And that's one, either increase income, two, decrease expenses, or three, do both one and two. And it's been in my experience that is actually much easier and faster to start with reducing our expenses than it is to try to increase our income quickly. You know, because of course, we can ransack our houses and sell stuff on Facebook Marketplace, but that still takes a little bit of time before that income. So a lot of times, you know, spending an afternoon making phone calls and trying to cut back our expenses is usually a much faster way of being able to do that. And for me, my favorite way of going about that is by doing an expense audit and paying attention to our money and where it's going. Because like I said, it is usually much easier and faster to cut our expenses first, which is usually very, very, very hard because of the sacrifices that are usually involved there. But as many of us grew up, our mamas were telling us to offer that up, up our sufferings and our sacrifices. And so it is powerful when we offer that up. And I know for my own family, when we were going through our journey towards money management, that there was so many sacrifices. I actually gave up my fully loaded beloved Tahoe that I had for a 2001 Toyota Sequoia that's purple, has rust spots everywhere, and I still drive it to this day 10 years later. Yes, but it was the hardest sacrifice I ever made. But it's amazing what God has done through that sacrifice, even though it was, at the time, it seemed devastating to me. But it's amazing when we go through those types of things.
Oh, that is beautiful. I mean, my prior car was a Honda Odyssey. I had 340,000 miles on it. And then was an accident, but praise God, nobody's injured. So yeah, keeping those cars, as long as they're working properly, you're good. So I heard you talking about an expense audit. What does an expense audit look like?
So an expense audit, it's going to sound a little bit overwhelming, but it's actually very powerful. And I encourage everyone to do this at least once a year, because the reality is that we all get caught up in our day-to-day lives. And, you know, sure, we notice at the grocery store, at the fuel pump, that prices are going up, but we don't always pay attention that we're maybe are still paying for things that no longer are providing any value to our lives. Mm-hmm. And so by doing an expense audit, you're just going to pull up the last 3 months worth of your bank statements from whatever accounts you spend money from. So that's checking, credit cards, wherever. Mm-hmm. Pull up the last 3 months, and then using different color highlighters, highlight all the like expenses together. So groceries highlight in yellow, fuel highlight in blue, and so on and so forth. And then tally up the totals in there. And as you are going through this, pay attention to what you're spending your money on and ask yourself, is this bringing any value to our lives? For us, a couple years ago, I did this with Netflix. Netflix was going to go up again. And at the time, we were paying, I think, roughly $15 a month for Netflix. Yeah. But I went and I looked and saw how much we were actually watching Netflix and realized we were watching less than a week's worth for an entire year. But you're talking about that $15 a month adding up to nearly $180 a year. Like, we could do so much with $180 a year, right? Yes. And if you like look at all of your expenses that you have, you see that happens over and over again, these small expenses that we're not paying attention to because, yeah, oh, it's just $15, it's just $20. It adds up in the end.
Oh,
and
gosh.
So by doing this expense audit, we can identify that kind of low-hanging fruit that doesn't really help us very much anymore and that isn't really aligned with our values. And we can cut it out, and then we can actually start making real progress on, you know, closing that gap between our income and our expenses.
Oh, that's beautiful. I mean, I know right away what my issue is. Eating out. I mean, I can't tell you, just eating out Chick-fil-A here and there, it adds up.
It does. And now, you know, I mean, it used to be, I used to be able to go to Chick-fil-A with my three children.
Yes.
For $15, that was me included. It is now $40.
Oh, so it is. It's mom and three kids. Yeah. I totally know.
Okay, we're getting water to drink. So what is going on?
No, I know. Everything is so expensive. So just planning ahead. That's
right.
I need to be
absolutely
focusing on planning ahead. Well, that is wonderful. So if you could only give one piece of financial advice, what would it be?
That would be that the habit counts more than the dollars and cents. No matter what, like, no matter what you are doing, the habit will always count more. It doesn't matter if all you do is, you know, every week you're taking $5 and moving it towards your savings, or you're, you know, taking $10, putting it into retirement. It doesn't matter. That small amount will add up, because the habit is what matters more. I always tell people that moving $5 a week to your savings, you are doing more with $5 than most people do with $50 or $500. And if you're not willing to make those small little habit changes, you won't make the big habit changes when you have that big windfall that comes through. So the habit will always mean more than the dollars and cents, and it will always bring you so much fruit if you can just build those solid money habits.
Oh, that is beautiful information. So Jesse, where can we go to learn more information about you, or to learn more about your website and all the different blogs you have?
Absolutely. So my website is jessefiron.com. I am on Instagram, very active there. That's at Jesse Fearon as well. And then there's also my book, Getting Good with Money, which is available at all bookstores. But yeah, you can always just reach out to me through my social media, and I do a Q&A session every single week on my Instagram. So if you ever have money questions that you want answered, I answer them for everyone.
Oh, that is wonderful. Well, thank you for coming to visit us today.
Of course. Thank you.
And these wonderful children, too, that are hanging out with mom.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, if you want to learn more about Jesse and how she may be able to help you, go to her website, jessefearon.com, jessefearon.com. We look forward to having her on in the future here on AM 1160 The Quest. I am Allison DeLule, and now back to the Sunrise Morning Show.